Welcome to Purely Being Guided Meditations. If you haven't already, find a quiet and private place to sit and be still for the next 20 minutes or so. Once you're settled in, take a deep breath in and let it go. Relax. Close your eyes. I invite you to check in with how you feel right now in this moment. Without any words or judgment, just feeling the overall color, tone, and sensation of where you're at right now. Acknowledging it like you're noticing the weather, neither calling it good or bad. Take a deep, full body breath in, expanding in every direction. Pause. Exhale it out with a sigh. Relaxing. Softening deeper into your seat. Rooting down into the core and center of the earth. Landing even more deeply in yourself. In this meditation, we are simply witnessing and observing our thoughts from an open, non-judgmental space, paying special attention to and noticing the voice we identify with as ourself from the spacious perspective of the witness. Observing without judgment, just curiosity and open equanimity. Often this voice goes unnoticed as a thought itself, because it's so present through much of our experience, fading into the background like a refrigerator's hum. But it's one of the most influential voices in our experience. It creates much of our core identity, habitual reactions, and foundational beliefs, and is well worth observing from a spacious, curious, neutral place like the perspective of the witness. You may find this voice, this perspective more easily by going one layer beyond the more energetic mental activity, which you might see as the surface of the ocean, into the overall opinion or view present within you at any given time. Just moving that one layer deeper, that one layer broader. I will be talking and guiding you throughout this entire meditation as we go. As I do, see if you can let my voice be secondary, letting your main focus, attention, and observance be on the living sky of your own mind, your own inner experience, that voice and presence you call you, and all the thoughts and felt senses that arise. Using my prompts and words as gentle background support and a reminder to observe what is happening, to see it rather than buy into it, follow it, or identify with it as true. Thoughts are happening all the time, and they can feel like things that are caused by our outer experience, a kind of abject truth rather than internal interpretation, something that's given from the outside and out of your control, so to speak. But just recognizing that each and every thought you've ever had, every thought you're having right now, is arising from within you. And it belongs to you, at least in this moment. And it's actually these thoughts that are shaping your experience of reality, not the other way around. Just knowing this, knowing it's all happening within you, can be very potent. For example, you may be thinking about something someone said to you yesterday. It feels like they're words, but they are not, in fact, speaking to you right now. This is a series of words you are thinking within yourself. Essentially, it's you and only you. And it's a choice you're making to think this thought instead of the infinite permutations of combinations of thought available to you in this moment. Their words could have ended with the period of their sentence. Whether you take them in, carry them, ascribe them meaning, tone, and a relationship to you, is always a choice on some level, even if that choice is made almost instantaneously so as to feel involuntary. Already, you can notice what you're thinking right now. If no clear subject or words of thought appear present, feel for the background narration, the perspective, the mood, the angle. Is there an internal scramble to find something? Irritation? Curiosity? Openness? Is it crunchy or sour? Tight? Spacious? You can feel whether it brings tension, relaxation, or some combination of both. Just notice what is present. And if a reaction comes in response to what is present, notice that too. Not needing to do anything with what you see, with what you observe, or change it in any way. Just notice. Just see. As you observe a thought and the qualities of it, notice it as if you are at a slight distance from it, watching it occur a little ways away from you. You may notice you feel an immediate sense of lightness or relief when you do. This is the sky-like awareness of the witness. This is also a great indicator to notice whether you are in a thought or witnessing a thought. When you're witnessing the thought, you will always feel a sense of lightening, spaciousness, relief. The thought will feel smaller and less affecting in general. Now you are seeing it for what it is. Simple arrangement of energy, ideas. Something that is simply happening. Not to you, but within you. For a short time. Nothing is too big or too dark or scary for the witness. It sees it all in perfect equanimity. Existing in the zero point, also known as the infinity point, of perfect neutrality. When you are witnessing, if you start to feel uncomfortable, notice that. Notice any thoughts that arise around the sensation. See them too. Witness it all. Observing the presence of thought that is present and passing through your being right now. You will notice that when brought into the sunlight of awareness, any thought which is not beneficial to your overall being begins to dissolve and dissipate. It loses power. And thoughts that are beneficial and kind to your overall being will begin to shine with greater luminance and warmth. The witness is the open space that allows for natural coherence to occur. Aligning, untangling, allowing, and gently releasing what is no longer serving you effortlessly. See and witness, not identifying with what's arising, paying a little extra attention to the voice you identify with as you. Seeing what it's saying and thinking with a kind of detached curiosity and gentle interest without purchase. Kind of like you're window shopping your own thoughts, curious about them from a slight distance, wondering, is that true? Huh, interesting. Where did that come from? How does that feel? Certain thoughts may appear very compelling or feel true. They may be so familiar that you see them as reality. Even so, you don't need to pick it up or buy it. You can remain as the witness and continue to allow these thoughts to exist as they are. Let them pass you by while you remain in the open space of the witness. Even a thought like, I'm not very good at this, or am I being the witness, is something to simply notice without purchase. And by noticing, you are observing. You are existing as the witness to the happenings within your being. There's nothing here to fix or solve, to clear or release. That would be the mind's idea too, for you to simply observe and witness. The witness simply is. It notices, it sees, with perfect equanimity. It allows all things to be, and by its very nature, brings harmony to all that needs healing effortlessly. Notice the activity of the mind, the voice you call you, with a renewed curiosity. There are various narratives, stories, lenses through which you can see the world that feel like truth or the only reality. Yet each one is just an idea, a perspective, and a collection of energy aggregate as thought form. Everyone is experiencing and collecting these arrangements of energy differently. And each experience is equally valid. Nothing here is permanent. It's all moving. Giving your attention and belief to a thought creates a connection. If you simply allow it to be without buying or connecting to it, it will continue moving, happily passing you by. Breathe. Notice what is present. The color, tone, frequency. Is this a common feeling or thought? Do you like it? Does it feel good? Does it serve you? Only buy what you'd like to wear and keep. What looks and feels good on you in every way. Something that comes from a healthy, regenerative source and will bless you for many years to come. Everything else can be left with love as living energy to simply exist as it is. No thought is out to get you. Everything has its place. All energy wants to be free. As you spend time in the relief and spaciousness of the witness, just noticing, just observing what is, your mental landscape will begin to transform into a paradise. You may need to pass through some swamps or dense jungle on your way. There may be waves and wind at times. Call nothing wrong. Everything has the right to be. It all serves some kind of purpose, even if it's just to let you know, this thought, this perspective is not serving me. That's a gift too. Witness it all with loving kindness and equanimity. The more you see, the more free you are to choose what thoughts you do buy and keep, or simply remain as the witness in the moment, observing what is, purely being. Wonderful. You did so well today. Together, let's take a deep reset breath, breathing into the bowl of your pelvis, expanding up through your torso in every direction, sipping in a little more air at the top, and exhaling fully. Releasing all the air with a big sigh. Exhaling it all from your lungs completely. Pausing in the stillness at the bottom for a moment or two. Relax your body. Relax your mind. Surrender all effort. All focus. Notice how you feel after spending some time witnessing your interior landscape, perhaps a little more clear, a little more spacious. Know that at any time, you can simply observe your thoughts without judgment. And if there is a judgment, observe that too. Seeing what is from the spaciousness of your open awareness. Allowing thoughts to be without buying them or following the story, letting them exist and pass you by, remaining in the peace and presence of your spacious reality. Thank you for joining me here today. As the witness, from my heart to yours, have a gentle and loving day. Namaste.